My name is Valeria Barrientos. I am 15 years old. Today is November 24th, and I'm speaking with Gina Barrientos, who is my mother. We are recording this interview in Los Angeles, California. So introduce yourself.
My name is Gina Nájera Barrientos.
What do you do for a living?
I am a child development specialist. I work with clients from the regional center from ages 0 to 3. In-home services to families with kids with special needs.
Okay, so we'll step into the first question. What specific responsibilities did you have as being the eldest sibling?
Being the eldest sibling in my family, I had to be the role model. I had to be secondary to my mom. I had to care for my siblings. And at a very young age, I had to be a young adult at home.
How would you describe your relationships with your younger siblings?
I am the oldest of three. I have a brother. He's only a year younger than I. And I have a sister that is 10 years younger than I. To them, I've always been the role model and, the secondary mother figure to them. They respect me and look up to me.
Which sibling would you say you're closer with?
I am closer to my younger sister. I'm close to her. Through the past years, we've grown to be closer than before.
What was it like being the oldest sibling in your family? Besides, I know you're talking about your responsibilities, but what was it like for you having to grow up faster than your siblings?
My family's pretty young. My mother is the oldest in her side of the family, and my father is the oldest. So I am actually the firstborn to both families. So I was the first granddaughter to my mom's family, to my dad's, first niece to both families. I felt that I was pampered to a certain amount of time. But I feel that I was cheated out of being having a childhood, to the fact that my parents relied on me, especially my mother, to be strong and supportive towards their financial and emotional relationship they had, because my father was an alcoholic. So I had to grow up fast, you know. I had to realize, I had to learn about bills. I had to learn about paying rent. I had to learn about people have to go to work to have money and feed their children. So I felt it was unfair for me. At age 10, I felt like I was 30.
Where did you grow up originally? Where were you born and who did you grow up with?
I was originally born in Honduras, Central America. I came to the United States in 1980. January 1980, I was 6 years old. My brother was 5. I pretty much grew up here in the United States. I grew up with my mother, my father, my aunt. She's my best friend and mom as well, and my advisor. Around my close cousin, Ligia, and my aunt that, you know, she was pretty much our babysitters when we were small. Those are the people that were around my family.
Would you say that you had a healthy relationship with your brother growing up?
With my brother, I did growing up, because we grew up being very close. It's like, you know, he had my back, I had his back. We looked out for each other. He was very quiet and very much submissive to a lot of things. So I had to, and he was very also naive to certain things. So I had to really look out for him to stay out of trouble, to not do things, to not be lured to doing mischief things with other boys and stuff. So yeah, we were close when we were growing up because it was only us two.
As all siblings do fight, would you say that any of your disagreements led to a larger problem?
Oh, definitely. With both of them. I felt that in order for me to be successful in this world, I had to study, go to school, go to college, have a career, make a future out of myself. And I tried to... So I wanted my brother and sister to, you know, follow my footsteps to study, to go to school. My brother, nah, he's hardhead, knucklehead. He was the black sheep of the family. And my sister kind of followed him, I guess because they were closer in age and their interests were way different than mine's. So definitely keeping them on the right track, which I thought was the right track for them, which it was for me, that was the biggest conflict we had. And, you know, my brother's lifestyle was definitely not something that the whole entire family didn't agree. And I was strongly against it, his lifestyle.
Did you ever offer your brother advice or a helping hand with any of his actions or anything that he would do?
Always. Always. But then, you know, when you're trying to help someone and they always... I just feel that people sometimes take it in the wrong way, that you're trying to make them live a certain lifestyle that it's not fit for them. It's more fitted for you. So my brother was always against it. We argue. I didn't approve of his friends. I didn't approve of the people he hang out with. I didn't approve of his way of dressing. It was just a lot. It was a lot of conflict.
What were some of your brother's issues that resulted in consequences?
Oof, major. My brother always, for some reason, was at the wrong place at the wrong time, at the wrong place with the wrong people. So, you know, in conclusion to all of these things, it got to the point that he, you know, he served time in the penitentiaries. And eventually it led for him to be deported from the United States. So he lives in Honduras now.
How long has he been gone from here?
I think he's been gone, I want to say about 3 years or so. He's been in Honduras, so he's making a life for himself out there after living here in the States for almost 40, I would say 30-something years. It's funny because his Spanish is broken Spanish. He speaks more English than Spanish, so he's kind of picking up the Spanish more now. So it's a total lifestyle for him, you know, culture clash, just lifestyle in itself. It's so different. The simple things in life, he appreciates them now.
Is there anything that you regret or feel that you... or your the family could have done differently to prevent what had happened?
Yes. I would say my father being home but always absent. You know, my father was an alcoholic. The macho type man we grew up in the household, that whatever the man said was done. The woman didn't have a saying. And him being my brother, being the only boy in the family, I think his privileges were overtaken by him, thinking that he was untouchable and he was able to get away with murder, literally. Not... And, you know, just the way he grew up, being he was a boy and he would do anything and it would be okay.
was Uncle Joe's life before the incident had happened?
Funny, because right when he got back in, he was not even at the wrong place at the wrong time. He was trying to settle down. He had a job, going to work. You know, he had a normal life compared to the lifestyle that he had before when he was doing things that were not right. And for some reason, they said that they came by his job and were looking for him, and he was arrested. He was actually trying to get back on the right side of things, and for some reason, it came back and bit him on the butt.
Was there anything that had happened that made them cancel out Uncle Joe? Like, was there a specific reason of why they went after him? Did he do something, or did something come up that they had to?
No. Well, he had been deported the first time, and he was back in the States illegally. So obviously someone, which we do not know who this person is, called Homeland Security, and pretty much said that he was back in the States, and they came looking for him.
We went and visited Uncle Joe about 2 years ago for spring break. Are there any future plans to see him again soon?
Oh, yeah. We're planning to go back probably not this spring, but hopefully the summer. We want both Val and Mia to know their roots. Like myself, I'm from Honduras, and my husband is from El Salvador. Both of our girls have visited Honduras, and we want to take them to El Salvador. So yeah, there's near futures to take a trip back home.
Are you still in contact with Uncle Joe, and how are things back in Honduras for him?
Well, I don't have much contact with him now because for some reason, we clash. We clash in a lot of things, the way he thinks, his mentality and everything. And, I just don't have time for that. But he is doing better in Honduras. He's got his own place. He kind of has established his life out there. But obviously with the help of my parents. He's not doing it on his own. He's still 43 years old, and he still relies on my parents, which I think that's not right.
Right now, how is Uncle Joe? And what is his situation? Is it a good situation? Is it a bad situation? Like, is there anything happening right now that would give you a reason, or him a reason, that it would be bad or good?
No, I think he's doing good. He had to reprogram himself that his life is now in Honduras. It's been hard for him. He said he wants to go back, but he has more time. He has a lot to lose if he comes back to the States. Because if he comes back to the States, he's going to go back to jail. Because he's going against the laws. So he has to deal with living in Honduras. His situation over there is not as bad as he thinks it is. He's just been pampered and been overprivileged for too many years. But he's fine. I feel he's fine.
After all that has happened, how has it affected our family, more specifically you, Mimi, Grandpa, and Grandma?
For me personally, it's affected me only on special occasions. You know, you just get accustomed. Emotionally and physically, you just get used to that person being absent. You know that person is here, but for some apparent reason, that person is not there with you on certain occasions.
For my sister, I think it's the same way. For my parents, it's more of an emotional and probably a letdown from him because they still feel like, you know, if it wasn't for him, God only knows where he would be. So it's mostly more of a burner on my parents beyond anything.
Okay, I would just like to say thank you for doing this interview, Mom. It means a lot. I know that this topic could be a little touchy sometimes to talk about, and it could be a little bit hard on some people to talk about things like this, but I'm glad that you are comfortable doing it, and I hope you had a good time. So, thank you.